Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our share in the Rambam. Perakim Allah Tes, about the Tzivui of Hashem, Neged the Tzivui of Melech. This is the fifth share. We've already seen Mamish Neflos. It's been unbelievable. The previous share, we presented numerous kashas in the Inyan of Hechsher Mitzvahs, Kibra Behechsh, is Shchoti Basheli, when you cook or Shecht on behalf of your father, is that Gufa Mitzvah of Kibbut Avim? Is that only Hechsher Mitzvah? You saw a steer in Tosfos. You saw a difficult Lashon in Tosfos. After learning the Sugya and Ksubis, about Kibbut Avat, when a rapist is usher to the woman he raped, and he can't marry her, so there's no Esed Echelos to say, because she could refuse. To Kibbut Avim, he could also refuse, so... We saw the kasha. What do you need a pasuk that kibud avim is not teicha lois to say? The father can say lo bein. So of course, it's not teicha. So what do you need a pasuk for? So Tosfos saying gives a strange answer. Seemingly, there immediately when the father commanded it, there's an essay to do what he said. What does that mean? If the woman wants to marry him, there's a mitzvah. Yet we still say. Say, I don't want. So tell the father to say, I don't want. What's the miyad? Anyway, we really had a lot of difficulty with this. And again, that was the fourth year. This is that we saw numerous incredible inyanim before that. So now we go weiter again. We're learning Hilchos Malachim based in the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol, HaMufla v'HaMufla, Chad B'Dara Mamish, Hagaon Reb David Manzitzal. First, we have to see the Rambam. The Rambam in Mamrim 6:12, Rabbeinu has two incredible svarim in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam says, "Shemisha amar lo aviv lavor al divrei Torah." If someone's father told him to be over al divrei Torah, lo yishma lo. He shouldn't listen to his father, even if it's a derabbanan. However, the self same Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Beis, writes, in Hilchos Slicha, that was in Mamrim, above Yud Beis, in Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda, Yir Aleph Yates, if your father says, don't return a lost object, don't listen to him. Because the essay of Kibbut, Aveim, is not doicha the lois to say, and I say, of Hashavas Aveda. Father says, don't return this lost object. Shouldn't listen to him. Because the essay of Kibbut Avim is doiche, is not doiche, the essay in Lesev Hashavas Aveda. So we see, if not for the fact that it's an essay, that Hashavas Aveda is also an essay, it would be doiche. But the Rambam only says, Kibbut Avim is not doiche Hashavas Aveda because it's an essay in Lesev Hashavas Aveda. Mashu was just allowed to say it would be enough to be doicha. It's a mud nezach. Mamish a mud nezach. How can this be? How can this be? We saw in Mamrim that it's not doicha. Even in Midrabanan, here it's Mashu that it is doicha. That Kibbut Avim is doicha nisr. Just hear not, because an essay in Eloisim. It only would be doicha. As Eich Net Modedim Zeh. In the Drishe, in Choyshin Mishpot, in Simen Reish Samach Vov, in the Menchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Lamed Tes, they write that the Rambam, Nechuk Zeh Aveda, is talking about where he says to bring Goizalos, וזה אין אשר בסבידה נדחס, אלא מחמס שיש בעשה ולא יססה. מה שאין כן ברכס מאמרים, דמיירי הרמב״ם שאומר לו לעבור על דברי תורה שלא יהיה להנה עושה. וזה גם איסור דרבנן אינוי נדחה עין שם. זאת אומרת, מנחס חינוך, and the Jewish answer, that exeil of Aveda, the Rambam is talking about a case where the father says to do something lahana osai. We had a broad discussion of whether one has to listen to one's father in a different shir, whether one has to listen to one's father even if he tells you to do something not lahana osai or only lahana osai. According to these achronim, Rang Zelveda is talking about where he says to bring him these gozalos, these chicks, and through that he's going to be mevatel mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. And there, the only reason a Shabbos Aveda is not pushed off is because it has an essay and a lois to say. Otherwise, it would be, because here, the father is asking. But in Mamrim, when the Rambam says that Kibud Avim is not Deicha even al Derabbanan, the Rambam there is talking about where he told him to be over on Divrei Torah Shaloi Lahanasa. Loi Lahanasa, not for the Anah of the Father. If it's not for the Anah of the Father, it's not even Deicha and Isterabbanan. So that's their Chiluk. If it's for the Anah of the Father, it would be Deicha if not for the fact that Hashem Saveda was an essay in the last say. But if it's not for the other father, it's not doich even in Isidra Abbanim. But Seif, Sarachim. Shem mekom mekom mevoar mizeh, shel eshmoya bekol oviv. So listen to your father. Is included in the mitzvah essay of Kibbutz Avim. Otherwise, Gam b'shalo b'makom iser, you wouldn't listen to him. And since kibud ave'ein is doicha, anything that's not against an essay, you see that kibud ave'ein is doicha, anything that's not against an essay in a leisasei. So, together. So why then does the Rambam write in Hilchos Mamrim that it's not even doicha and it's the Rabbana? Why not? Listen to your father's Bechal Kibra Ve'im and it's Doicha, if it's not against an essay, then why isn't any Kibra Ve'im Doicha? And it's Yudhir Abban. Even if it's not Lahanasi. We know that Lashmoya B'Kol Aviv is included in the mitzvah. In the mitzvah essay of kibud, even if it's not lahanasay, otherwise you wouldn't have to listen to him even shalom b'makom iser. So listen to your father's a mitzvah. So since kibud aveim is doicha, if it's not against an asay, then why? What's pshat in the Rambam in Mamrim that it's not doicha and it's drabbanan? Why should it be doicha and it's drabbanan? It's kibud aveim. It's also shver that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim. The reason it's not doicha is because of the pasuk of Ani Hashem, that you listen to God over your father. So it's mashma that the Rambam holds that there's a hafkor in the parsha of kibud ovaim, that kibud ovaim can't be against tzivui Hashem. Kibud ovaim can't be against Tzivui Hashem. Oy bazoi, what's the reason that it would be Doicha HaShavas Aveda if not for the fact that HaShavas Aveda was a mitzvah essay? Soif, hufka kibudov mikod ani Hashem. Ani Hashem tells you there's no kibbutz when it's against Hashem. So why would it be Doich HaShabbos Aveda if HaShabbos Aveda wouldn't have an assay? This is discussed by the great Goin, father of Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal, a Goin of Mordechai Mann, in the Sefer Divrei Mordechai, in Kiddushin, in Siman Yud Zayin, Ayin Sham. שהרי הסוגיה במסכת יבמות בדבב, there they bring the price of your father telling you not to return the Aveda, you shouldn't listen to him, and they bring their shchoit li basher li, even if he says shecht for me, cook for me, you don't listen to your father if he tells you to do it on Shabbos. And that's the tzarech ha'av. That's for your father's sake. And that Tosfos learns that the shchoit li basher li is a hechsher mitzvah. And it's not doich haloisesay. Even haloisesay shein bo karis. It's a hechsher mitzvah. So why does the Rambam say that it's mitzad esay haloisesay? The Rambam, if he's learning like Tosis, could say that it's when your father tells you to do something, so since it's only a hechsher mitzvah, the aveira is not the mitzvah itself of serving your father. It's only a hechsher mitzvah, so it's not doich haloisesay. So the Rambam doesn't have to come on to the fact that the Shabbos Aveda is an essay in haloisesay. Even if we just haloisesay, the kibbutz of aim wouldn't be doich, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. And if the Rambam learns the sugya like Rashi, that kibbutz of aim isn't doicha, because it's a loisesay sheyesh bo ikares, it's mashma, according to Rashi, only loisesay sheyesh bo ikares is not doicha. But another loisesay it is doicha. And that's not like the Rambam, who says that it's not even doicha in Issa d'Rabbanan. And that's taka the kasha of the Korah and Yodah and Simon Reish Men. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me when the Rambam says that it's not doicha nisdarabon, and it's talking about it's when it's not letzarko. Okay, but if it's not letzarko, then we get back to our earlier question. So if there's a mitzvah to listen to him. So even if he doesn't get hana, it's kibbutz of aim. So why shouldn't it be doicha nisdarabon? So it appears follows. According to what Tosis Yevamis writes, the mitzvah kibbutz of aim is only ma'achilu u'mashkeyu. The mitzvah kibbutz of aim is only giving your father to eat, giving your father to drink. V'shchoitli, and when he tells you, shecht for me, in order that I should eat this animal, that's indirect, that's only a hechsher mitzvah. אז לכאורה מבואר מזה, שלעשות ציווי אביו, כשאין לו בזה הנאה, אינה מצווה. To do what your father says, when he doesn't have hana, it's not a mitzvah. Otherwise, shchoitli would be a mitzvah, because your father gave you a tzivui to shecht for him on Shabbos, to cook for him on Shabbos. So it must be that lasis tzivui aviv when he doesn't have hana, is not a mitzvah. And that's why shchotli is only a mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. However, from the Ramban and the Rashba, Groz Medayik in Yerideya, Reish Mem, Sivkat Lamed Vav, that even in such an instance, there's a mitzvah. Shchotli Basheli, it just doesn't have the koyach to be doicha loisisei. Ayin Sham B'divrei Agra, but it's hard to understand. Because if it's a mitzvah, why isn't it doicha? I say doicha loisisei. This is discussed by the Birchas Shmuel and Yevamos and Simon Gimel, and Rabbeinu's father in the Divrei Mordechai, and Kiddushin Simon Yitzayin discusses this. So we can say as follows, based on the Medrash Rabbah that we learned in an earlier shir, and that is that the Medrash Rabbah equates the din of Kibud Ov Va'im to the din of listening to the king. And in the Biur HaKora that we alluded to, we referenced, he writes that that's the makor for the Rambam, Shlo Yishmelo Afilu B'mitzvah Kala, because the Medrash Rabbah says that about a king, don't listen to him, to be over on a mitzvah, so who had been your father? Because the Medrash equates Kibud Ov Va'im to a melech. So it appears, according to this, that the father also has koyach la'ashvui ha'dover atzmai, the dover ha'tzarech le'asot mitzad atzmo, ha'az yidei shiyesh al zetzivui ha'av. A father has the koyach to make it an inherent mitzvah. In other words, as we've been discussing a lot in these shiurim, what happens when your father tells you to do something, when the king tells you to do something, when the Navi tells you to do something? Is it pshat you have a mitzvah only to listen to them? What they tell you to do is not intrinsically a mitzvah, or even what they tell you to do is intrinsically a mitzvah. So it seems that when your father tells you to do something, he has koyach la'shvuya dover atzma, klama, your father has the koyach to make what he said an intrinsic mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah that you listen to him, but if he tells you, pour me some juice, the pouring of the juice is a mitzvah itself. Just like we find by a melech and a navi. In the makor would appear to be Bukash Kvodo LeKavod HaMakom, that's cited in the Gemara and Bava Metzia. But for this reason, you would think that Kibud Ov Va'im is Doicha, an essay, and a loisisei. V'hainu, it's as if it's like the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mitzavi you, that through this tzivui, you're chayiv in what you were commanded to do mitzad atzmo. Like we saw in the Medrash Rabbah about a king. That it's a mitzvah not just to listen to the king, but what he actually says becomes the mitzvah, an intrinsic mitzvah. Because again, we talked about this a lot. So when your parent tells you something, it's like God telling you, which of course is an intrinsic mitzvah, not just to listen to his voice. V'zen nira b'ma shekosav b'shita mukubetzes bov mitziya sham b'shem ha'rosh v'yashev kushes ha'ri ish Yerushalayim shehikshe shafilu im hukash kavoidim l'kavad ha'mokoyim. Yes, it's shtaka kasha. Even if you say that the parents' kavod was equated to that of Hashem, it's not odif, it's not better than kavod hamakom, it's not preferable to kavod hamakom. So what's b'chal v'hava mina that it should be doicha and essay and aloysisay? Ayin sham barosh, shetireitz, shekevan, sheshavim him, mutov, Yase kovoid oviv v'hei mekayim shneya. Since they're equal, better you do what your father says and you'll be mekayim both. You'll be mekayim what your father says and what God says. Because kavod avi is kavod hamakom shetziv al kach. But if you do kavod hamakom, then you're only getting one. You're only getting kavod hamakom, you're not getting kavod avi. So l'chor, we have to understand. It doesn't seem to make sense. In the Havamina, we didn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav and kibud avim. And still, since it's only machmas ha'av, adif kavod hamakom. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do kibud avim. But still, what you're doing is only because of your father, and therefore kavod hamakom is greater. So in that, it's difficult. Even after the Hekesh, kavod av is not greater than kavod hamakom. So what did the Rush answer when he said kavod hamakom? It's only because of the father. And therefore we say, Ata v'avicha chayav v'mechvoda. So what's v'chava having me now? That you should be doiche, that the kavod of your father is doiche kavod hamakom. It's not greater than kavod hamakom. And the Rush wanted to say, no. Kavod aviv is kavod hamakom and kavod aviv. And kavod hamakom is only kavod hamakom. Yeah, but we know that. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh on being to be mechabed your father. And yet, it's pashut that it's not greater than kavod hamakom. So what does it help us that we have this hekesh? It's still not greater than kavod hamakom. Because kavod hamakom is what God told you to do. And what your father told you to do is because of your father. So that's not on, it's not on the same level. You and your father are chayv to be mechabed Hashem first. Of course you don't listen to your father. So based on what we said, the explanation is that through the tzivui of your father, what he tells you to do becomes a mitzvah mitzad atzma. When your father tells you to pour him that glass of orange juice, the mice of pouring the glass of orange juice is not just a mice of listening to your father. It's a mice of mitzvah putting on tefillin. It's a mice of mitzvah batzim. And that becomes mechiyuv hamakom. Just like we find by doing mitzvah derabanan and divrei hanavi, becomes intrinsically a mitzvah. And therefore the Rosh says, that's the Havamina, it's a mitzvah just like kavod hamakom. So that's why you would think that it's doicha kavod hamakom. Because the kibud avim is doiche, the kibud avim is a mitzvah. In other words, the honoring your father is doing what Hashem himself told you. It's intrinsically a mitzvah, just as if Hashem himself had told you to do it. So therefore you have kavod aviv, and then you have kavod hamakom, and intrinsic, it's intrinsic, just like kavod hamakom. Because when your father tells you to do it, it becomes an intrinsic mitzvah, just like kavod hamakom. So this is a mitzvah of kavod hamakom. Because kibud avim, it's like I said, like putting on tefillin. So you have the putting on tefillin part, which is kavod hamakom mamish, and then you also have being mechabed your father. Again, what he tells you to do, it's like putting on tefillin. It's intrinsically a mitzvah, just like kavod hamakom. And you have the kavod of your father. So that's the Havamina. That's why you would think it's doicha. And kamash malan, that it's not. That's what that hekesh tells you. The huksha kvodim, the kavod hamakom, that it's equal. It's intrinsically a mitzvah, just like kavod hamakom. And it's also kavod aviv. So therefore, it should be doicha, just kavod hamakom. That's why you need a Kamash Malan to tell you that it's not. Especially even from the Pasuk that it's not. So we're still not finished, obviously. We still have a lot more to say. But our rule in these shiurim is, general is, tefasta muba lo tefasta, tefasta mua tefasta. So we don't want to get ahead of ourselves and do too much. And it's a shame, bite-sized pieces. And we have a velty yet to talk about in this topic. So please stay tuned for a lot more delightful Torah. Lineder, Hashem should just give us the health, the life, emotional health, physical health, Simchas Chaim, financial means, everything we need. And Zech, to continue, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom. Lineder will continue.